Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We are now on the second half of the Move of God, Part 10, right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on deck, and also Pastor Dontre Edwards of Fresh Oil Word Church. We're thanking God. You had just heard on the first half the man of God speak. And we just thank the Lord for that great, powerful message. And so right now, we're going to be hearing right now the man of God. We thank God for Bishop Thomas Hobby. And we're going to bring him in right now and let him go forth as God give him. All right. God bless you, man of God.
Praise the Lord.
All right, we're back. So we have you and Pastor Ron, and so we thank God for everybody that is tuned in this Move of God Part 10. So you can go, man of God, as God give you. We have, I want to say, 45 minutes, so you can go ahead.
All right, praise God. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you.
Amen, amen. God bless everyone who is tuning in. I'm so grateful for being here with the Angels of Melody, praise God. Amen, none other than our own prophetess, Latonya Johnson, praise God. Thank God for you.
Okay.
Thank God for you inviting us to be a part of this move of God. Amen,
yes.
And I thank God for, amen, not only my friend, my brother, but Pastor Dontre Edwards, praise God, that brought a wonderful word, I'm sure. I do apologize once again. I wasn't able to be there to catch it. I was trying to catch it there at the end. But praise God for you, sir. Amen, and for what God is doing in your life. Thank God for him. Pastor Dontre and I, we go way back, as they say. Praise God.
Yes,
and grew up together, childhood friends, praise God. And
yes,
he's been a brother ever since. Amen. Is that you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Praise God,
amen.
Man. It's so good to hear your voice, man.
Yes, sir. You too, always. God bless you, my friend. Love you, man.
Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, Prophetess, when you asked me, I was saying to God, I said, well, you know, Lord, what is it that you would have us to say to your people? And I went to prepare some things, and God was saying that it's not that time. And I really want to kind of explain what I mean, but there was a scripture that the Lord gave me, and it's coming from Psalms 91. And those of you who may have your word with you, please turn with me, and I just want to read a little bit of it, and then we'll get out of the way. Praise God. Amen. Psalms 91 and 1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let me start by just saying that there's nothing secret going on or about what the church has been doing. Not only the church, but the people everywhere. The people are, everything is out in the open. Everything is wide open right now. And no one is really seeking God like God wants to be sought after. But the Bible says that he that will allow himself, will allow themselves to get in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You're going to be under his protection. You're going to be under his will when you get in the secret place. And then it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Pestilence. You know, all we've been hearing about everywhere you turn, whether it's at the job or some of us who have to go and be essential workers and in our home, mm-hmm. on the television, on the internet, all we're hearing about is Corona, COVID-19. And, and everything is about a virus. And but what we need to understand is that this is not the first.
That's right.
And it will not be the last. We need to understand that pestilence is in the land. Famine is in the land. There's a shortage in the land. And so many people are focused on what's happening, what's taking place. And I'm going to speak from my own perspective in my own place where my own culture, I should say, and it's not just a black or a white thing. I want to make that straight as well. But we as a people, and I'm talking about black folks right now, we have been a scary people, fearful type of people. You tell somebody that that it looked like something might be wrong with them, or if you go up to somebody and say, "Ooh, you don't look too well," for real, you know, the first thing we do is we go into question. And so, I don't know if you all have experienced it, but, you know, when they first began to talk about this virus, I heard some people, us folks, saying, you know, I had the corona before they was even talking about it. And, you know, and I mean, just claiming it. And one of the things that we need to do is, as much as it's in our view, as much as it's in our ear, it's imperative for us to take our focus off of the virus, or take our focus off of the pestilence, take our focus off of the situation, and put our focus upon God. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to really understand that God wants our attention. And one of the things that we have continually allowed ourselves to fail at is that when God does something for us as a people, when God performs the miracle, when God blesses you with abundance, when God allows you to overcome, the problem is that we forget. We forget that God has, where he has brought us from. And, you know, I heard about the word, Pastor, and you were dead on with when you were saying that the people, I'm trying to remember exactly how Prophetess Johnson had put it, when you were saying how that the people are focusing on the virus, they're focusing on you know, dealing with the virus, but not dealing with God. And it was the way that you had put it just before we got off the air, but I can't quite put it in the words that you put it in. But praise God, you're dead on with that, because one of the things is that the, you know, regardless to how the virus came about, because there's many different aspects of which people are talking about it, whether it be man-made or whether that this is something that, that we don't know where it came from or how it came. If it was man-made, then people have a tendency to think that, oh, well, you know, it's nothing to it because it's man-made. Well, whatever it is, the truth of the matter is the circumstances that we are in are not man-made. The situation that we're facing isn't man-made, and I believe that God has allowed some things to take place, and I believe that God has allowed some things to happen in order to get our attention. I believe that he's allowed us some things to get us in a place where we can hear him, where we can receive from him. And I just want to say, you know, I've always been a strong proponent of prayer. Prayer is essential. You're talking about essential workers. Prayer is what's essential. And, you know, for them to, I understand closing down the churches because of keeping social distance and things of that nature. I understand, but you had the police in one particular place that when the people were coming in their cars and to hear the word or to get the word and listening to the word in their car with the windows rolled up and listening on the radio, but yet the authorities had an issue with it. But this is the time. And if we look at history, if we look back in the Bible and look what the people did during the time when there was famine and when there was pestilence in the land, what they did was they got in sackcloth and ashes, the Bible says. And they got into a place of repentance. Now, some people are thinking that, oh, this is the worst thing. We've lost so many people. We've done. No. They've had worse situations than this before. You know, now, I've heard about some things. I've heard about some terrible things. But one thing I haven't heard during this crisis, I haven't heard about nobody eating another human being.
Oh, wow. No, I've never heard that.
But in the Bible, during the time of pestilence, there were people who were literally eating human flesh. Eating human beings. And because the people were going out of their mind, they were starving from hunger. But I want to remind us that we've been here before. And what I mean by here is that we've been in a place where we haven't had. We've been in a place where we've had to survive off of a little. Many of us have. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the younger generation may not quite understand, I have to say that differently, because I want to be sensitive to them as well, because there's some things that they've had to endure that we haven't had to endure. Some of us who are older, there's some things that the younger generation has had to endure, and we may think that they're in the situation that they've had to endure might not have been that tough because of some of the things that we had to go through. But I can't say that because, you know, I'm not in that generation. I'm not in that crowd, I should say. I didn't grow up in that era. I was already here. And and so they have the things that they have to go through as well. But the main thing that we need to come to grips with, the main thing that we need to understand, is that no matter how tough it gets, no matter how much we have to endure, we have to know that God is still in control.
That's right.
And that God is the only one that can protect us.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one, not the mask, not the gloves, even that pill that our president is taking can protect us.
That's right.
Nobody but God.
That's right.
And so, as I mentioned earlier, I was coming in from a working assignment that I'm on at the moment, and I don't worry about it when I leave the house to go to work, because I know God's got me. And you know, it used to be a time when, you know, you just didn't miss church. But that's what it was when you were saying that church is getting ready to not be the same, never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And this world, as we know it, it's not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that we've been going through the motions in the church. We've been putting on the cosmetics of the church. And the thing is that from afar, the church looks good, looks all right, looks well. But the church is sicker than Corona could ever get you. And time for us to get in back in that place. And when I say back in that place, I'm not talking about an old place. I'm talking about a new place.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
a new sound is getting ready to come out of the church.
My Lord.
A new
yeah.
sound is getting ready to come out of God's people.
Mm.
And there's going to be judgment. People are going to pass judgment. They're going to say, that ain't God. That's not this, and this ain't that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time out for that. God's got his people, and I'm not talking about the people that you already know, the well-named people, and God bless them as well. But there's going to be some folk that God has already raised up and he's raising up that you haven't heard of.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on nobody's TV. They're not on nobody's radio. They haven't been anywhere. And but in the presence of God, I spoke about this. I want to say about 3, maybe 4 years ago, that there was getting ready to be a changing of the guards And there was a prophetic word that went forth during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, God was saying that there was going to be changes in government. There was going to be changes in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And changes in the world that we live in. And as we look around us even now, and many of those who have been in leadership positions for years are no longer with us.
That's true.
That's right. What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? Are we going to just lie back and mourn and cry about the loss? Certainly, there is a time to mourn. And I'm not saying that we're not going to be sorrowful for the ones who have gone. But at the same time, we're going to have to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to move in a way where we can hear God.
That's right.
And beloved, the only way that we're going to hear God
mm-hmm.
is through the voice of God in prayer.
That's right.
The only way we're going to hear God is when we make up our mind to make the sacrifice. Look, you're at home with all the time in the world. You used to say, I would read if I had more time. I would pray more if I had more time. Well, you got it.
You got it.
The question is, what are you going to do with God, with what God has given you?
That's true.
And I just want to encourage the people on tonight, because there's some people on tonight, praise God, hey, glory.
Mm.
There's some people who are going to hear this word, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who have, you've been serving God for a long time. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
But something has taken place and it's caused you to fall to the wayside. And no, you still love God and you still talk to God and you still, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some things that have caused you to be withdrawn. Maybe it was the church that hurt you. But God is saying, I'm doing something new. I'm doing something different.
My Lord.
And the anointing that God has placed on your life is missing in the church. And it's time for you to come home. Glory to God. It's time for you to embrace him. And so many other things are happening, many, many different truths that are being unveiled in the body of Christ
mm-hmm.
today. Some
That's
of the
right.
Many lies that have been told over the years, God is pulling the covers off of them and exposing them.
Mm.
And we're even having trouble accepting the truth.
Yes.
Because we've been lied to for so long. But I want to encourage the ones who will go on with that truth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you to go on with that truth, but not in a way that you point fingers.
Mm-hmm.
At the ones who were trusting God the best way that they knew how.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that they didn't know God. It doesn't mean that they didn't believe or they didn't trust God. But I'm so thankful. I believe the scripture says, that we see, what's that word I'm looking for? Praise God. we see things our forefathers saw a lot of things when they were during their time, but they didn't see it all.
Yes.
There's getting ready to be some things that have not been seen that's getting ready to be revealed.
I know that's right.
And we need to be in the place, and that place is in the Spirit of God, the presence of God, to be able to capture or to be able to hear the word and obey the word as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
New songs are going to be sung.
My Lord.
New methods and new ways are coming out of it.
Yes.
But I want us to understand, beloved, that this is the will of God. Wait a minute, preacher. How can it be the will of God? How can it be the will of God that that we got to stay indoors and we got to do this and we got? That's a blessing.
Oh yes, it is.
It's a blessing, and we need to look at it as such that we get an opportunity to spend more time with God.
Yes.
And, you know, Papa, I really don't have a lot. And, but to tell the people to get back to prayer was a mouthful. It's enough.
Mm.
Because that's the place where you're going to find direction. That's the place you're going to find how to maneuver during this time.
Mm.
I want you to understand that new doors are being opened.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't like the rain because, you know, it's wet and you know, sometimes it can be a little nasty outside and muddy and things of that nature, but it's necessary for the rain. If the rain comes to wash away the old so that it can make room for the new.
Exactly.
And I just want to let the people know that it's just raining right now. After a while, the storm is going to stop.
That's right.
But while it's raining, will you be sleeping? Will you be sleeping? Because if you just go to sleep, you're going to wake up. And depending on where you go to sleep, you might not even know that it's been raining.
Oh, Lord.
When you wake up,
God,
everything is just as dry, sun shining. And you're not going to notice the change. You're not going to see that you're going to miss the mark. You're going to miss the difference. And you're going to think it's going to be, everything is just the same as, it's normal. Church is normal. And you're going to go in there with your non-anointed self. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You're going to go in there with that same Mickey Mouse tongue. It's not going to work. Because
God help us.
It's time out for play. It's been past time for play.
My God.
And God is building up his people. Mm-hmm. And not only that,
Jesus,
but he's allowing us to enter into his secret place.
Yes, my God. Mm.
You know, it's only a secret if you're not in the know.
Mm. My Lord.
It's only a secret if you're not in the know. And if you don't take this time to seek God,
yes,
if you don't take this time to get into his presence, you're
That's
not
right.
going to be in the know.
Mm.
You're not going to to understand what's taking place, and you're going to be off in the move of God.
Lord have mercy. Mm.
And so it's not about what some government official is talking about. It's not about how or what may be imposed on the people. No, it's not about that. Stop worrying about if you're going to be able to make it. Stop worrying about if you're going to be able to endure. What's going to happen with this and what's going to happen with that? God will make provision.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to
that.
Stand firm.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to stand firm.
Mm.
And I'm almost done. I just wanted to read just a little bit more of this scripture, and then I'm going to be finished here.
Okay.
Verse number 3 said, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid from the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee." Oh my.
Mm.
Come on now. The Bible said they're gonna die all around you.
Mm.
But it won't come to you. No one can take you from here except God.
That's right. That is right.
And if he take you, then it was your time.
Mm-hmm.
The old preacher used to say, "Will you be ready? Will you be ready?
Will you be ready?"
Verse 7 says, "A 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation."
Mm-hmm.
It's time to make God your habitation. It's time
Amen.
To make God the place, or the presence of God, the place where you dwell. The best thing that you can do even now is set aside a place in your home sacred unto the Lord and meet him there daily. Verse 9 said, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall thy plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee." And that's what I want to let the people know, is that God will send protection. God
that's
will
right.
be your keeper.
Yeah.
God will sustain you.
That's right.
But what you need to do is sometimes you got to let the TV rest. Sometimes you got to, you know, it's good to be informed. It's good to be in the know, all of that. But sometimes you need to let the news be the news. Let it go. And listen to God. Hear the voice of God.
That's right.
Because the truth is, listening to people, they don't know. At one time, they told us don't wear no mask. Now they tell us wear the mask. Then they're telling us don't wear the mask. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know.
My Lord.
There shall be thee. They shall bear thee up, excuse me, in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion. The dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. And that's what we need to understand, is we need to
mm-hmm.
learn how to love on God in this hour.
That's right. That is
we need
right.
to learn how to show God love.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
when
right.
we begin to love on God, it's going to come out of us and overflow in us, and it's going to move on God's people, love.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That is right.
He shall come upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and
okay.
show him my salvation.
Mm. Okay.
Beloved, fear not what the enemy brings.
That's right.
Because what God has for us, no man can take from us.
That is true.
I just want to encourage us on today to hold on to God. I just want to encourage us on today to continually trust him. You know,
right.
I've thought about this thing, prophetess, and God was saying that it's time out for the sermon as we have formerly known it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
You
that's
know what
right.
I said, Pastor? It's time out for the sermon.
I know that's right.
And don't get me wrong. Preparation is necessary,
mm-hmm.
but preparation will happen in your private time.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Preparation will take place when you seek God and when God begins to speak. But when you, those of you who God have called to speak to his people, God's going to give you a right now word.
That's
He's going
right.
to give you an instantaneous type of word. And
that's right.
that word is what's going to deliver. That
mm-hmm.
word is what's going to set souls free. Because
that's right.
in a time like this, people need to hear the hearts of the men and the women of God.
That's right.
They Amen. Need to hear the heart of God. They need to hear the truth of God. It's time out for
the prophet said, it seems like the Lord is saying it. I think the Lord is saying it. No. It's time for the prophet to know without a shadow of a doubt.
That's right.
It's time for people are not wanting, they're already not trusting the church.
That's right.
You know, the other day I heard someone say, well, where's the church at now during the coronavirus? Where they, is they helping you? You know? And, you know, we often look for the church to be a handout. And see, God even removed that. Because, and I'm going to say this, a handout was never the will of God. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
A handout was never the will of God. Now, what are you saying, preacher? Because they talking about the stimulus check, you know, I want my handout.
My God.
Well, the truth of the matter is that no matter if the handout comes, that's not what's going to deliver us. That's not what's going to bring us out. No. But I heard the word say, let this mind be in you. Which was also in Christ Jesus. Praise God.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And so I just want to leave you all with a prayer and trusting that God's people will hear the voice of God and believe God, because I'm expecting God to do some great things through his people and through prayer. And Father, I pray, Lord God, even now, Lord God. Hey.
Yes.
Glory to your name.
Yes.
Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would send a wave across this continent, Lord God, across this world, Lord God.
Yes, God.
A wave of your anointing, a wave of your spirit, a wave of your glory. Hey, Shai, Amande Osika, Aya, hey, glory, hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Yes, God.
Father, send your presence, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah. In such a way, Lord God, that it's undeniable to your people right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God. Thank
God.
God.
Thank God.
And amen. Just as simple as that.
Amen. Amen. Yes. My Lord.
Amen.
Yes. My God. I'm telling you, what a word, man of God. And that prayer was something else. I'm telling you. We thank God even for the prayer. That was powerful. And we just thank God for you. Bishop, for being back on. As I said earlier in the program, it's definitely been a long time, definitely a long time. But we thank God that we are back connected and that you were able to be a part of this move of God that we've been doing on these airwaves around the world. So we just thank God. We know this ain't going to be the last time. We already know that. You know what I'm saying? That you will be a part of this and continue to be a part of this, and we'll be back on, you know, to speak, you know, again. So in saying that,
Amen.
We just thank God for you,
We thank God for you, Pastor, being on and delivering a great, powerful word of God. We want you all to tune in to the Move of God part 11 and 12 on next Wednesday, where it will be me, yours truly, Miss Angel on deck, and also my cousin, Vanessa Collins. We will be bringing the word on next week. And also we want you all to tune in on tomorrow, Thursday, at 10 a.m., not on here, but on the actual Angel of Melody International radio stations. We will be bringing music from around our dynamic recording artists around the world. So in saying that, we're going to go off with our motto, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. We want to say again, God bless you. Thank you all for tuning in. We love you so much, and have a wonderful, blessed night.
Amen.